Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives repeatedly. Let's think about this. When my feeble life is o'er, 1 Corinthians 15:53. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. There will be an end to this life. The songwriter says feeble, the scripture says perishable and mortal. All three make clear it will not last forever. Though painful, this is an important reality to acknowledge because it forces us to deal with our mortality. Thank Jesus for the courage to face death. Time for me will be no more. Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Time versus eternity. We are so constrained to the construct of time that it's difficult for us to even fathom what eternity is. He put it in our hearts, yet we still cannot truly understand it. Ask the Holy Spirit to deepen your understanding of forever. Guide me gently, safely o'er. Romans 8:38-39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from His love, not even death. That hope gives us the courage to trust that He will gently, safely take us to our eternal home with Him. Give Him praise. To thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. An eternal kingdom awaits us. Like the passengers on a ship, our captain will get us to our final destination, no matter what storms may come. We will arrive there safely, as certainly as we can leave here peacefully. Thank the Father for all that awaits us beyond this life. Take a few moments to talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or listen to what He is saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.